welcome back. Boy, it's wild out there. Claim, counterclaim. Statement, lie. Lie, statement. Taco Trump, again. Just, this is incredible. Yesterday morning, he says he didn't want to extend the ceasefire. 2 hours later, or thereabout, he indefinitely extended it. Either he doesn't know what he's doing, or Netanyahu can't get his instructions to him in a timely fashion. I don't know. Maybe a damage control. Netanyahu and Israel are a little worried now. An Israeli soldier said the troops who, there's one guy in particular, took an axe and hacked up an effigy of Jesus Christ on the cross. Well, that soldier or soldiers have been allegedly arrested now by the Jewish government over there. We'll see. It's crazy times. Then we have, just to run down, if you didn't hear last hour, what happened Saturday night in the White House could be as close to a truly massive constitutional challenge and crisis as we've ever faced. Huge. Huge. And then Trump's indefinite extension of the ceasefire makes no mention of his American blockade of all ships going to all Iranian ports. So there you go. Professor Eric Carlstrom is back with us tonight. Eric has been taking a little time off to build things, which is always fun. How are you, my friend? Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's good to be back in our conversation, keeping it going. Yeah, this is about as crazy as you could possibly imagine. And for those of us who have studied these matters, I mean, we are on the precipice of potential. Your title is correct. I mean, this could be the greatest disaster in human history. But if you don't mind, I'll just briefly mention to your audience, if they haven't heard us before. I was a 30-year geography professor at three universities, and I did what geography professors do. I, you know, taught and I researched and I published and I served on committees and I went to professional meetings and, you know, build up a big vita and, you know, make it through the ranks and all that stuff. But I noticed about the 90s, and my field was physical geography, climate, soils, and landforms. I noticed that all of my academic friends virtually seemed to have bought in to the hoax and lie and swindle of man-caused global warming. Well, that was my field, so, you know, I started a website. So this kind of launched me into kind of the alternative non-academic milieu. And then after 9/11 happened, I got another website. By the way, my website is naturalclimatechange.org for those who would like to learn kind of the scientific side.
That's a good one. We should spend more time on that. Naturalclimatechange.org. All right.
Yeah,
natural,
I mean, we've been propagandized for 40 years by the government and the UN to believe that humans are the cause of some, you know, catastrophic global warming, when in fact we've had virtually no climate change.
Let me pitch in
big changes in the past.
Let me pitch in my 2 cents on that, just so everybody understands. That is not to say that we do not have the advanced technology to affect the weather. We do. That's HARP,
and
that's been around for decades, so don't forget that.
Absolutely, yeah. And I did a PowerPoint back in 2011 when I was invited to attend the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco about how actually the geoengineering weather warfare is the reality and the man-caused global climate change cover story is the fraud which kind of protects the reality of geoengineering, weather warfare, weather modification, which has been very, very weaponized to the extent that we probably we have a tremendous amount of control over the weather. So anyway, all that stuff is in my naturalclimatechange.org weather, and yeah, we should talk about that. But then 9/11 happened, and I noticed that my colleagues at university were still afraid to confront obvious realities, such as that this was carried out by the government in Israel and in cooperation with Israel. And that launched me off on another website, 911nwo.com. All of these things, I think, that I was doing back in the early 2000s have been proven to be correct now, as well as the natural climate change. I stand behind all five of my websites. Another one is I live in the San Luis Valley of Colorado, which is the second largest freshwater aquifer, supposedly, in North America. And I got involved with water issues here. So in my sabbatical, I pioneered these, or I studied these issues. And that material is in San Luis Valley, waterwatch.com. That got me in kind of head-to-head with Illuminati figures like Marie Strong of the UN, who has a presence here in the San Luis Valley. In fact, yeah. Lived here in the same town where I live, in Crestone, Colorado. Then the next website I have is my music website, ericcarlstrom.com. That's been my passion all these years. And then finally, the one that you and I have talked about the most, and the one which I've spent the most work on, because it's still a black project, an unacknowledged special access project, is what we call organized stalking, electronic harassment, or could be called authoritarian political warfare against dissidents, quote-unquote whistleblowers, free thinkers, truth tellers, such as myself. And I have been targeted in this black program, which is still officially denied, like the weather warfare is in the chemtrails, by the government. I've been targeted since 2013, which was under Obama, and a lot of targets came online in that year. So anyway, we've talked about this topic a lot. I have been maintaining that the government has been waging stealth warfare against its own citizens for a long time. And I've proved it with over 2,600 posts on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website. And our last conversations, Jeff, had to do with one of these posts, one of these 2,600 posts, which I've printed up now and I'm trying to get in local libraries. And it has a very snappy title. Well, just kidding. Entities Behind Global Psychotronic Cognitive Warfare, Organized Stalking, Electronic Harassment, Non-Consensual Human Experimentation, Torture, Murder, Techno-Enslavement, Black Program, or Project Puppet, and that's half of it. The other half, testimonial evidence from targeted individuals, military intelligence personnel and agencies, scientists, authors, and others for ad hoc de facto grand jury, you. So I'm appealing to the American people because the government's doing this. I can't write to the State Department or the CIA and the FBI or the fusion centers with the Department of Homeland Security and say, please stop targeting. And they'll just, and if I say, please stop targeting me, you know, it's an information warfare kind of program. Some call it the information liquidation model. So they're collecting all data on all of us, for sure, but those of us who are targeted, they use that information and sure try to neutralize, viciously dispose of, eliminate, using no-touch torture techniques that the CIA developed a long time ago. It's the FBI's COINTELPRO, or counterintelligence program, on steroids. So that's kind of a general introduction. I just wanted to get that in to get people on kind of on the wavelength that I've been on, maintaining these five websites since I retired in 2011. I have obviously come under scrutiny by the powers that be, and now I am harassed and even hit with directed energy weapons occasionally. They need to test these exotic weapons on live targets, you see, so they'll take political dissidents or people they don't like, political enemies, and they put us on a terrorist screening database with the Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, was formed right after 9/11 by Marcus Wolf, who was head of the East German Stasi, secret political police, one of the most draconian.
Ugly group. A very ugly,
ugly, group. Ugly. We're talking, you know, and of course, and the other guy who helped start DHS was from the Soviet KGB. So we're talking totalitarianism. We have a totalitarian country. My fellow Americans, friends and neighbors, they don't seem to care. In fact, a lot of people are making money on this and participating in it.
They've been lulled.
And so I've been wanting to document this to say, hey, there's something wrong with this picture. Maybe we should try to fix this. But it appears that this is such an important project, and I have reasons, I have speculations about why this is so important to the powers that be, that it's like trying to fight chemtrails. I mean, it's that extensive. It's that huge as our geoengineering, weather warfare, chemtrail project, but it's still officially denied. So as long as our government is waging war against the people that pay them to serve us, I think there's a major problem. And I think the people had better stand up and, you know, vote the SOBs out and put in people that will serve our interests.
They're going to take more than a vote now, I'm afraid, but
Yes, yes, of course. Yes, yes, you're right.
I just looked up real quick. I hadn't looked at naturalclimatechange.org before. And as I'm not surprised to find, but Professor Carlstrom has what I've mentioned many times, but I haven't had a good clean copy of it. It's the 65 million year climate change history in a map. And it shows where the planet has been, where it's gone, and where it's going, and where it is right now. And we are in a serious trend of climate cooling on this planet, according to 65 million years of geology. It's all there.
Yeah, there's a number of time series that you're looking at on the homepage there. Some of them go right back to the beginning of the Earth, 4.6 billion years, where, you know, Earth scientists, geologists, geographers, etc., do their best to reconstruct the average temperature conditions on the planet for different time periods. And so you get these squiggly lines, warmer and colder, over different time spans. It's called time series. So I'll start out with a really big time span, 4.6 billion years, move up to the 65 million year one that you're talking about there, which is, you know, the Cenozoic era, the post-dinosaur era of geology, and then shorter and shorter time spans until you get to just the last century. But the way they've been able to snow us, quote-unquote, about this is that, you know, people only live maybe 100 years at the most. They don't, you know, unless they study this stuff, they have no clue about what the Earth conditions were like, say, 5 million years ago. But the Earth scientists have worked very, very hard over the last several centuries, and we now pretty much know a lot about how the Earth has changed, the vegetation patterns, the animals have come and gone, extinctions, whatnot, lie in the fossil record. So there's been a whole story of the history of the Earth put together by very, very hardworking Earth scientists. I know because I'm in a family of them, and I'm one myself. But it's completely ignored by the United Nations and the political scientists who have co-opted this topic to feed their ultimate goal of complete control of the planet through controlling energy, fossil fuels, etc., taxing fossil fuels. It's a fraud. It's a scam. But it's been so reinforced in our schools from first grade to postgraduate. We are such a idiotic nation. I mean, if you're to believe that CO2 is a pollutant, you know, evidently you slept through eighth grade biology, which says CO2 is a miracle gas and is the basis of photosynthesis, you know.
Right.
And that's the basis of green plants, and that's what the animals eat, and that's what the humans eat, et cetera. So the whole thing is just, it's pitiful. And the 911 narrative is pitiful. I mean, you have to be stupid or afraid or a combination. 2 + 2 = 5. You have to believe that. And we have been so propagandized and programmed in this empire of lies that you know, a very large percentage of Americans believe this as if it were religious dogma. And of course, they've tried to make the global warming thing part of a Earth religion, etc. But yeah, so I'll break there. If you have some
That's fine. I just think as the obvious addendum to the outstanding information you've just given is a simple fact that humans, the animal, the species, have not taken good care of this planet. In point of fact, their technology, weather modification, weather change, weather manipulation, whatever you want to call it, has been horrifically damaging to the planet. And I have had one person tell me that I asked when the climate was going to stabilize from all this abuse that's been given with electromagnetics and all kinds of things we don't even know about, all the biology and chemicals that have been pumped up into the atmosphere with chemtrail spraying, etc. When could the planet stabilize? And he told me it can't. They've broken the weather pattern. They've broken the system. It's broken. Now, that's not to say it won't in time recover, but
I do not believe that.
I'm just reporting what I was told. So, yeah, let me hear what you have to say. I want to hear it.
Yeah, well, 4.6 billion years, you know, okay, so this planet has been through the mill. They talk about snowball Earth back in the Precambrian, where all life almost perished as a very watery planet froze almost completely. And then we have most of Earth's history in which there was virtually no ice on the planet, and the average temperature was about 8 to 10 degrees centigrade warmer than now. So that's normal. Normal conditions on planet Earth, if you look at our 4.6 billion year history, is that the climate is much warmer, more temperate, sea levels are higher. Animals, of course, can get quite large. Plants can get quite large with higher temperatures and higher CO2. So life thrives under warm conditions. So we have run the gauntlet, this planet, based on, again, the Earth science, of radical changes. And there seems to be kind of a stasis that occurs. In other words, kind of a feedback loop where you go swing one way and it swings back. You know, James Lovelock got all excited about the Gaia hypothesis, and then he became a radical environmentalist who thought all humans were going to die on the planet and
fair to say, however, let me ask you this, and I don't even pretend to understand all of the technology being employed to manipulate the weather. I don't. Is it fair to say, though, that might be, in addition to all the chemicals that they've, billions of tons of chemicals have been put up there, apparently, since the 80s when they started this program. Is it fair to say that this is a unique situation and the planet might not stabilize as quickly as it should have under normal or quasi-normal circumstances? We've really done some bad things and continue to do them. I just don't know how bad.
Yeah, you know, I think zapping with electromagnetic frequencies and spraying particulates, which are, you know, metallic oxides and others, is kind of the formula for manipulating energy in the atmosphere, and also, it would appear, for manipulating human beings. They want to get sensors in the human beings as well. Of course, we've talked about this, and they want to be able to use electromagnetic frequencies to go ahead and influence us, control us. They know what each of these frequencies do to the different organs and to the brain, etc. But they want to get stuff in us, you know, electrically conductive, like graphene oxide, etc., that can enhance their ability to affect us with these frequencies. So zapping and spraying, or zapping and injecting, kind of a good general model for how the controllers wish to control natural systems. And then it gets kind of nasty, because it does seem that this suicide cult that is pursuing the war and controlling our country, obviously, wants to terraform the planet, wants to move us from a carbon-based life system, and of course we are a carbon-based life system, so there's nothing wrong with carbon at all, to a silicon-based, so that they can live forever, you know, and they want to upload their brains to the...
There's your silicon-based life form right there.
Yeah, they want to upload their consciousness. This is Ray Kurzweil and those lunatics. And you know, Larry Ellison and Sam Altman and all these guys in this little cabal of Luciferian Zionists, Satanists, who hate, evidently, life and human life in particular, that's not of their particular brand. And they are going for it now. And this is why I think we are in such tremendous danger, because I don't think that, I mean, this is obviously a war of choice in Iran. It's for Israel. It's not, it doesn't fulfill any of America's needs or objectives. So we are now run by this tiny little country in the Middle East, and Bibi Netanyahu is our president. And when you start to study the nature and character of this particular tribe, as Douglas Reed did in a great book called The Controversy of Zion, you realize they have a very, very destructive mission, and that they have carried that mission out from time immemorial,
Who gave them that mission? Where does this come from? I've been suggesting similar things as well.
Yeah.
They're different. They're not like us. There's something different about them. Are they a subspecies? A tiny little subspecies who doesn't operate from a world of conscience, morality, kindness. It operates from a world of cruelty, horribly evil cruelty, and then some. Where did these people come from with this ethos that allows them to lord it over the planet? 16 million run the planet, or a lot of it.
Actually, I totally agree, and this is a fabulous, the Jewish question, you know, and there are many theories. Oh, they come from space, some of the rabbis will say, and others will say that they are the descendants of the Neanderthal, which was in competition with the Cro-Magnon or Homo sapiens.
Different leg on the tree, that's right. Interesting.
Different, and some would say it's actually a different species from a DNA point of view.
I certainly
think that's
a subspecies,
incredible.
At least.
Yep.
Please go ahead. You're the first person to agree that I'm not crazy, that these people could be entirely different.
No, I think a lot of people, Max Egan is talking about this on his, and he's and there's others as well. And, my first degree is anthropology, so I've had my share of physical anthropology and all that stuff. Yeah. And I've looked at the Jewish question very, very extensively on my websites, because it is at the core of... the global takeover. I think you could look at the three world wars, the first, second, and now the third, as one war, a Zionist war against humanity. And you can trace it back, you know, certainly to the 19th century Zionist movement, to Theodore Herzl and all that stuff, and the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which is a manifesto of hatred and... intent to dominate the world and kill off the goyim, which is the cattle, which is the non-Jews. So they have this racial superiority complex, which is that they look at the world as they're the only people. Everything else is like
absolutely correct. I'm not boasting or anything, but I've been aware of this for 30 years or more.
Right.
That there's something different about them. Go ahead.
That's what convinced me. I mean, the Nazis are quite recent as a phenomenon. This phenomenon goes back certainly to the Bible and before.
Oh, absolutely.
It goes back 3,000 years at least.
Always been thus. Always.
Yeah. Now, let me give you a quote from the Jew and High Mason Crémieux, founder and president of the French L'Alliance Israélite Universelle. Excuse my poor accent. From 1860, right around the Civil War in America, the net which Israel now casts over the terrestrial globe enlarges and extends. Our power is immense. Learn to turn that power to our cause. The day is not far distant when all the riches, all the treasures of the earth will become the property of the children of Israel. There are thousands of quotes like that that I have actually assembled in different posts and are under my name in the column which has my name on your website. You know, so this is not some off the wall statement. This is right down the middle of their Talmudic mission, which is to dominate the world, exterminate Amalek, which is the non-Jews, and take over the wealth of the world and rule as gods. And then the Talmud says, when our Messiah comes, which of course they're trying to bring on as fast as they can, every Jew will have 2,800 Gentile or non-Jew slaves. So, you know, hey, being a Jew is a great deal if you want 2,800 slaves, you know. So these people do operate on completely different principles. Say that Christianity is a religion of love. This is a religion of hate. And that is
look at Gaza. Look at Lebanon. Friends, there's nothing excessive in any way about what's being discussed right now. It's simply factual. Okay? It is what it is. Here's another look. Everywhere you look, every single day I see headlines that validate this. Let me find this. Israeli soldier says an IDF, that's the Israeli army, commander spat on the bodies of three Palestinian children he had just murdered in Gaza. Now, who does that? This is common. This is baseline behavior. Where did it come from? And how is it to be understood? And I think what we're talking about here is one of the only logical ways to really approach it. Please go ahead.
Well, yes. And of course, you know, as Bobby Fischer, perhaps the greatest chess master ever, who became world champ at the age of 15, who was himself of Jewish parentage and later converted to Christianity, and who I think was a targeted individual, you know, he says back in the 1980s, there is no United States. We are a toy in the hands of the Jews. And, of course, if you believe that Crimea in 1860, he was talking about that degree of infiltration and control, not just of the United States, but of many countries. And as an example, here's Pam Bondi, our recently retired or fired attorney general. Listen to what she says. She's just parroting what they want. There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place. No, we will absolutely target you, she says. This is our attorney general. Uh-huh. We will absolutely target you. Targeted individual program, organized stalking, electronic harassment.
Yep.
We will absolutely target you. Of course, the DOJ is behind this. Go after you if you are targeting anyone with hate speech. Okay, so I've got hate speech because I'm an anti-Semite. And then she goes on, that's free speech, but you shouldn't be employed anywhere if you're going to say that. And employers, you have an obligation to get rid of people, fire them. We
and
need
only
to look
this,
at people
now you,
who are
you
saying
can,
horrible things.
You can speak about Hindus, right? Or Africans,
yeah,
or anybody else, that's fine. But you don't dare talk about the tribe. Wow. She's nuts. Always has been.
Well, this, of course, is how she got promoted. I mean, you toe the line. You become subservient to the tribe. You kiss their feet. You serve them because that's our purpose, according to their scriptures. Our purpose is none other than to serve Jews. That's our only purpose, Jeff. You know, and it would appear that Americans have internalized this and accepted this. Wait a minute. Is this the land of the free and the home of the brave? Or are you a bunch of, you know, cowards pathetic people? No, we're not. And Napoleon himself said it would be a disgrace to be ruled by this, the most base race on the earth. And he had experience. He was, you know, he actually employed a bunch of Jews in one of his armies, and he said, hey, they should pay me back because all they ever did was stand around and sell old clothes to each other. they were no good on the battlefield because they ran the other way. So, yeah, this is a different species as far as I'm concerned. And I think there's a dovetail with the fact that psychopaths who have no empathy, no conscience, behave as a different species. I think there's a correlation between the. I think they naturally are pedophiles. I think they screw their own kids on a regular basis. I know the rabbis.
I've read that too for a long time. And who runs the porn industry? Who knew that that would destroy much of Christian belief systems and Christian fabric of life? And they knew.
Yeah, they're pedophiles. So look at the Epstein files. Now we see who our rulers are. Okay, Epstein, of course, is Jewish. Most of the people that come to the island there are also of the tribe. So what we have is a cabal, a satanic Zionist, if you will, or just Jewish cult, which is a death cult, which is loves to traffic, rape, torture.
Well, you know that murder
children.
And cannibalism are in the Epstein
and cannibalism.
Files.
Now, America, are you going to stand for that?
Yeah.
Are you going to stand for that? Now, okay, I'm asking, are you going to keep gang-stalking me, Americans? Are you going to keep gang-stalking your fellow Americans on behalf of this tribe so full of cruelty and hate? Because that's what it is. It's satanic ritual abuse,
just like they do
to these children.
It is hate. It is hate.
It is hate manifest. And, of course, in my document here about entities behind, I document that, U.S. agencies, the DO, the Department of War, CIA, FBI, all of these are prominently involved. But so are the tribal-influenced people. And so I think that we should... I have to mention, Jeff, there's a great video that... Harrison H. Smith of Alex Jones put out recently, The Eighth Front, Israel's War on Reality. And he basically just shows a bunch of influential Zionist Jews making statements. And listen to this statement by Laura Rez, Stop Antisemitism founder, speaking at the U.S. Embassy of Israel. She says, monitoring campuses, digital networks, activist groups, and public officials, mobilizing millions of people, of allies, that are quietly by our side. We have featured more than 1,000 anti-Semites. I guess that's me. These Jew haters have faced real consequences, including firings, suspensions, and expulsions. We will shine a light on you that will follow you for the rest of your life. When you look for a job, when you look for a spouse, when you look for a nanny, when you look for anything. And so there's like 35 different prominent Zionist speakers in this excellent little 18-minute video, which I recommend, The Eighth Front, Israel's War on Reality. It actually is Israel's War on America and Israel's War on Americans.
Send me a link to this video, please. I'm going to post it.
Yes, I will. And here are some of the words that the Jews use in this. Here's what I say in my write-up to this. Note that the Jews featured in this video do not use the terms targeted individual, TI, or organized stalking electronic harassment, OSEH. However, these Jews accurately describe the TI program itself. In their words, we monitor, measure, track, target, identify, find, report on, record, ban, disrupt, cancel, combat, censor, remove, deport, bankrupt, incarcerate, corral, dehumanize, kill, butcher, destroy, deplatform, expel, come after, sue, and hunt down our enemies. And we destroy their relationships, make them miserable, remove their free speech, get them fired, and kill their children. These are fun guys, aren't they?
This came from that film, the documentary, or whatever it
is. Yes. Yeah,
all those words come from Satan himself. Those words are pure hate, pure disgust for what they look at as a weak religion, I'm sure, Christianity, wimps. Can you imagine? I'm shocked. That is the most evil, malignant assemblage of words I've ever heard from one location.
What did Jesus refer this group to? He referred to them, ye are of your father the devil, and his lust
true.
Ye will do.
He
was a murderer from the beginning
that.
And a liar and the father of lies. And then in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, he refers to them as the synagogue of Satan. So these are Satan's kids. They are on Earth. They are here to take over and genocide us. And, of course, impose their Noahide laws, bring in the Third Temple on the Temple Mount, and all this is now quite potentially very close because it's all being orchestrated. And once the Noahide laws come in, which have already been passed under George H.W. Bush in Congress, the seven Noahide laws, which sound good at the surface, but one of them is a law against blasphemy, which says the worship of Jesus Christ is blasphemy, and the penalty is beheading with a guillotine. So these are the fun people, and this, of course, was in honor of Rabbi Reb, or whatever his name, Schneerson, Mendel Schneerson, who is the head
Menachem
of the Chabad
Schneerson.
Lubavitch sect.
Menachem yeah. Schneerson. And the day before the election, Trump went there to pray. Don't forget that. Benny Shapiro took him. Right?
Yeah, and of course Trump's daughter and her husband, Jared Kushner.
Oh, yeah.
These people are gunning for us, Jeff. They've got us. They want to kill us. And
that's the big plan. That's why the Samson option exists. Don't forget.
Yeah, when some uniformed goyim thug comes to your door with a gun and says, come off with me, don't go off with him. The lesson they learned in the Soviet Union or Russia, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, don't go off with these people. They'll take you, to the death camp. So you meet them with whatever shovels and weapons you have. Never go off with these people, even if they're wearing in a U.S., because the U.S. is controlled by these people. And our military is controlled by these people. Our intelligence services, controlled by the Illuminati.
We saw the most flagrant example of that recently when they ordered Trump to go to war against Iran so they could cover and come in behind Trump.
Yeah, it
doesn't matter who's started. It's more than pitiful. It's outrageous. It's inexcusable. Trump is not an American. He's an Israeli Zionist Jew first.
Yes, he's a Trojan horse. He's a fifth columnist, just like the Jews are in America. They are fifth columnist enemies. They're spying on you. They're cursing you. It says, it talks a lot about in Deuteronomy about all these curses that they're supposed to give us, and their statutes and judgments. If you follow the statutes and judgments of the Lord, which is, in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy, that's supposedly the first book that was written in the Torah, was Deuteronomy, then the Lord will bless you. And this means go off and kill people. And I've got quite a few quotes on that. But let me just see, here's Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, president of, or prime minister of Israel and president of America. He says in the film that Harrison Smith put together, I think there is another revolution coming. I intend to steer it along with the achievement of a broader peace. History is within reach, so what Israel is fighting here is not merely a seven-front war, but an eight-front war. It's called the Jews against Rome. Rome and Jerusalem clashed over values and a great tragedy for the Jewish people. We lost the last one, the war with Rome in 70 AD. We have to win the next one. Then he says the new Rome is the United States. So it's the Jews against Rome, against Amalek. It's the Jews against the United States. And then he says what you want to do is you are trying to corral your victim. But in fact, your countries are the victim. So you dehumanize a group of people in human society, and you prepare them for the kill. For the butchery. Isn't that nice? He's a sweet guy, this Bibi Netanyahu. Real name Malachowski, by the way, from Poland. They always change their name.
I've been saying that to our listeners for months now. And remember, Milei, the president of Argentina, his family name is the same, Milachowski.
Yeah.
They could be related.
Well, there's a million Cohens and other Jewish, and after a while you get to spot them, you know. He says the weapons change over time. We can't today fight today with swords. We have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefield in which we are engaged. It's always a war between the Jews and the non-Jews. And that's what Henry Kissinger said, too. And the most important ones are in social media. This is the Eighth War Front, the disinformation campaign. So that's why we get all these lies from Trump, because he's a puppet marionette for the Zionist state. A lot of this is done with money, social media. This is the new battlefield. The most important purchase that is going on right now is TikTok and blah, 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 blah. So he just lays it out. They're going to take down Amalek. They're going to take down Rome, which is the United States. Now, do you know who the enemy is? I'm not talking to you, Jeff. I'm talking to your audience. I mean, it's like,
This is the best audience in the world. These people are open-minded. I'm not telling you how they think necessarily. I'm just saying they will listen to anything and entertain it equally. And when you present information like this, it's almost impossible for an intelligent mind to walk away from it. So I would hazard to guess that most of the people listening are now firmly on the side of the road where they can see clearly what's on the other side. They get it. I think you're right.
Well, I think getting it is the very first step, and then we have to figure out what to do about it, because our enemy is extremely wealthy. Of course, Rothschild is the king of the Jews, and his god is mammon or money. Rockefeller and the Illuminati structure goes down from there. But they're extremely well-financed. They are extremely well-organized. They are a collective. They identify themselves as part of this collective. They're always speaking about we. And even though they're in America, their identification is with Israel. Okay, we, on the other hand, have the disadvantage of in the West of being individualists. So we don't come together for conspiracies naturally, like they do. So that's our disadvantage. We need to come together somehow, and that's with the different races that are not Jewish, and that means with the blacks and the Mexicans and the Chinese and the Japanese. We need to figure out who the enemy is, and they have duped us, with the smoke and mirrors for so long that, and they have held the high positions. As Dr. Lorraine Day says, 9 of our last 16 presidents have been Jewish. And I do believe Trump is a Jew. And so, therefore, perhaps, I don't know if he's related to the Neanderthal, but I think that's a really reasonable hypothesis, that their DNA is different. It could be all nurture. You talk about nature and nurture.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think you can pass that along through familial training. I don't think so. There's something else at work here. It's deeper.
That's what I think, too.
No, I agree. No. I miss Lorraine. She was on the program for many, many years, and then right toward the end of her life, she came back and made a number of appearances, 4 or 5, I think, at any rate, several. She knew. She got it like you get it, and many of you listening get it. She understood. And there's no other way to look at it, logically, pragmatically, intellectually. You'd have to be a fraud not to look at it and understand it for what it is. It is what it is. And that's the truth.
Well, I think we have established, really empirically, and if we can, cite all kinds of references to back up what we're saying. Lots and lots of authors have tackled this, and I can rattle them off. But I think we need to understand that Israel and the Greater Israel Project and the Israel taking over the world is what's happening. They have infiltrated our country in the highest positions, including the presidency. Israel is dictating what Trump's behavior is. And the war that is going on now, according to many, many sources that I've been checking on lately, like military people like Michael Yon, Special Forces, and Matt Bracken, Special Forces, this is a war about depopulation, cutting
you
off
bet.
Energy supplies, cutting off
and,
food
and
supplies.
And I might jump in and say that the COVID vax horror was part of their plan.
Right.
Killing as many as possible. And it's still here. It's not going away. It's spreading.
It's important that we laid the groundwork, Jeff, to know who's behind this. But now it's important to know what it is they're doing. You know, they've got the red heifers over in Israel. They've got the temple ready to go. All they need to do is get somebody, even a Jew or a Israeli, to blow up the Al-Aqsa, whatever it is,
Al-Aqsa Mosque. I've been waiting for it to blow up for years now. I think they are going to just blow it up. That's what they'll do.
Yeah, and then they've got their prefab third temple ready to go. They get to redo their animal and human sacrifices because this is a pagan death cult. And we're talking, the animal and human sacrifices have been mainstay throughout their history of what they do in secret, including torture. And that's why I think that the targeted individual program comes right out of the mentality of these sadists. This is total cruel and unusual punishment, the kind that we see now being meted out all over the Middle East by these psychopaths. You know, I mean, these people love killing.
Well, they've killed 400,000 or 500,000 in Gaza. Who does that? 400,000 or 500,000. They love to shoot children and wait for the parents to show up, overcome with grief, and then kill them too. Who does that?
Or even to set up a platform near the Gaza where Israelis can come and pay and look through a telescope at the suffering Palestinians for entertainment.
That's right.
And this
is
like a tour for them.
That's right.
And
I've seen pictures of that, too.
They are taught to love this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so preposterous and inhuman that people can't wrap their brain around it. But when you start to add up all of these incidences, as we've been trying to do in a short time, we see the pattern. It's a religion of hatred and cruelty. And if we want to be ruled by, they're going to genocide us and enslave us. That's the point. So it's survival. And I think the Western world needs to understand who the enemy is, needs to understand there's no such thing as Judeo-Christian religion. Judaism crucified Christ and continues to do so in their hearts and in practice, as you mentioned earlier, you know, cutting off the head of Jesus, what they love that stuff. And Christianity is a religion of forgiveness and love. Well, I think the Christians are going to have to get a hard skin and learn how to fight these haters. We are going to have to stand up for our country. And one good positive thought here, our mutual friend Tex Mars, who was a brilliant scholar and Christian pastor, and who studied the Jewish question for the last 20 years of his life, and wrote copiously about it and talked about it a lot, and you learn so much from him. He believes that, in biblical terms, the Whore of Babylon, which is Israel, will be thrown off by the beast, or the beast that is America. And he would say that America is Babylon the Great, and that Israel or Judaism, Israel embedded in Israel proper, is the Whore of Babylon, and that he believes, based on biblical scripture, that America, the Babylon the Great, is going to throw off the Whore of Babylon. And I pray that. But of course, we have so many evangelical Christians who were taught through the Scofield Bible that, you know, to bless Israel is to get God's blessings, you know, and it never says that in the Bible. So we've been propagandized as a nation. We have to wake up.
I agree. I'm just watching to see how the laws begin to be changed here to favor them even more than they do now. The anti-Semitic criticism laws that are pending, there are all kinds of things. So when I saw the Southern Poverty Law Center, that horrible Jewish organization, had been hit with 8 or 10 felonies by the U.S. government, I honestly had to look twice. I didn't believe it. So I'm not sure what they did, but they must have done something egregious that this will probably try and cover up somehow. I don't know. They've got $500 million in their legal war fund, so they'll fight it as usual.
Well, I think what we start to see, those of us who study this stuff, is that the members of the tribe will take all positions. So they will appear to oppose each other. So they will set fires to synagogues, and they will deface Jewish monuments and whatever, you know, institutions, synagogues. And then, of course, blame it on, you know, the Nazis or the hate, the anti-Semites. But what they're really trying to do is you know, provoke the governments to establish these hate laws. And so they play roles. I've begun to realize that most Jews are playing roles. Because they're in war with us, they adopt roles in our society, which is their cover, essentially. You know, they could be doctor, lawyer, whatever. And then when the godfather, so to speak, Bibi Netanyahu, or the IDF or the Mossad, asks a favor of them, of course, they get right in line for Israel. So we're dealing with people who are naturally schizophrenic, or at least present themselves that way. And, you know, I don't like bashing all Jews, because there are some, you know, very, very talented and exceptional Jews. But when push comes to shove, what I've noticed, most Jews will rally around the Jewish cause.
Right. It's 95%. They're going to answer the bell. When the bell rings, 95% will rally, or 90% at least. And that's a point that has to be considered. That leaves 5% hardcore good people out there. That's my take. Who will not answer the bell when it causes genocide of other human beings. They'll say no. They draw the line. There are always differences in peoples. Nothing is absolute. But that's a very important point. Anyway, we're in real trouble here. That's the bottom line. Trump is an absolute stooge for international Jewish Zionism. Absolute. They own us. They control us. Look what Thomas Massey, Representative Massey, said. He said, I am probably the only member of Congress, 535 members, who does not have an AIPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, an AIPAC babysitter to watch over me around the clock. They won't touch Massey. They know they can't fool him. He said, but all the rest of the members of Congress basically take money from them, and they're compromised immediately. As soon as they take the money, they're owned.
Yeah. Well, somehow America has to divorce Israel. Or else we are on the cusp of what Christians might call the tribulation, where mass die-offs and mass suffering is upon us.
It's true.
And it is not an accident. It is not, you know, it is orchestrated. And it has been orchestrated by this group of devils, which has, I do believe, reincarnated demons are presenting themselves. I do believe that this particular group, especially, Masons are also allied with this, they actually summon demons in their rituals. And we start to see that with the Epstein files. We start to see that with the MK Ultra phenomenon, the mind control of the CIA and the military. This has been brought into American culture. Satanic ritual abuse. It's the most horrific stuff. And unless we can, and of course, Kathy O'Brien and Susan Ford and Bryce Taylor, all these people have talked about this for decades. Unless America can face up to this and say no. In fact, you know, why do we let pedophiles live? Tell me. Shouldn't that be a capital offense?
Of course.
And yet,
I have a story going up in headlines tonight. Let me find it. I'll read it to you. I want you all to look for it. A man, a Norwegian man. No, I guess he's in Netherlands. Anyway, he on video, he called on Trump to destroy the satanically evil modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah, otherwise known as the Netherlands. And this guy is dead serious. Among the horrors he listed, there is now a pedophile party in the Netherlands. So it's crazy. This is a little short, you know, it's a 90-second video, but he makes the case compellingly strong that the Netherlands doesn't deserve to be on this planet. He's amazing. Anyway, well, all right, we got to wrap this up. Final comment? Go ahead.
Well, we certainly covered the waterfront. I totally agree with this man, and I'm afraid America is very close to the same position.
I think we're facing it. They're
and it's hard to imagine that we're in the same country that you and I grew up in, you know, because it seems so different in the day. But now this infiltration, this infestation of Satanists, you can call them a lot of different things, but it's a satanic death cult. And it is associated with this particular tribe and this particular quote-unquote religion, which is actually a political program disguised as religion. It's a political program for world domination and extermination of members who are not in the
Absolutely.
Tribe.
Absolutely. Correct. Absolutely right. Yeah. Okay, we got to go. But let me add one thing. I hope all of you look at the video at the top of the homepage. It symbolizes so many things that we had and we lost. It's just a 1959 Hollywood Boulevard stroll